Hey, this is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and here's your latest tip.
Here's a plant that illustrates another example of why you might want to save seeds, even though on a lot of levels you would think it's not a good idea for this plant. This is the pineapple guava, also known as the feijoa. And the seeds are ripe when you eat the fruit, which is nice, but they're very tiny and they are very sort of difficult and slow growing. And the reason you would like to save them is because this plant is notoriously difficult to either graft or take cuttings of. So sometimes you will not be able to propagate it any other way, just through its difficulty. So actually, last fall, my parent tree, because I no longer live there, I had the gardener there now ship to me some fresh feijoas, which I enjoyed very much, and then I saved some of the seeds, and then I actually did this weird trick to get them to grow where you keep them in a jar in the fridge and let them sort of rot and be gross to a certain degree, at least the pulp around them sort of ferments, and I leave them in the fridge for months and months and months, and in May I take them out. And then I sprinkle that in potting soil and I put it in a sunny but not too sunny place and I water it every day, right? So what we have, believe it or not, besides a little bit of oxalis weeds coming up, are, looks like this one and that one. Two little teeny tiny feijoas. So kind of tedious, but hey, I want feijoas, so that's the way I'm gonna do it. This is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and together, we're growing freedom.